This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Bihar and West Bengal today. In Bihar, Mr. Modi will lay the foundation stone and inaugurate multiple development projects worth around 13,000 crore rupees at Gaya at around 11 a.m. Prime Minister Modi will also flag off two trains and address the gathering. Thereafter, he will inaugurate Aunt Simaria Bridge project on River Ganga. It will provide direct connectivity between Mukama in Patna and Begusarai. Prime Minister will also inaugurate the four-lane Bhaktiarpur to Mukama section of NH-31. Mr. Modi will also inaugurate Buxar Thermal Power Plant, which will significantly enhance power generation capacity, improve energy security and meet the growing electricity demand of the region. Prime Minister will also inaugurate the Homi Baba Cancer Hospital and Research Centre at Muzaffarpur. The state-of-the-art facility will provide advanced and affordable cancer care to patients in Bihar and neighbouring states. Mr. Modi will also inaugurate the Sewerage Treatment Plant, STP, and Sewerage Network at Munger, constructed under Namami Gange. Prime Minister will flag off two trains, Amrit Bharat Express between Gaya and Delhi and Buddhist Circuit Train between Vaishali and Koderma. Griha Pravesh ceremony of 12,000 rural beneficiaries under PMAY Grameen and 4,260 beneficiaries under PMAY Urban will also take place with the symbolic handing over of keys to a few beneficiaries by the Prime Minister. In West Bengal, Prime Minister will flag off metro train services on the newly constructed sections in Kolkata this afternoon. Further, he will lay the foundation stone and inaugurate multiple development projects worth over 5,200 crore rupees at Kolkata. He will also address the gathering on the occasion. Indian Railways has announced 380 Ganpati special train trips to ensure smooth and comfortable travel for devotees and passengers during the festive season. A total of 305 Ganpati special train trips were operated in 2023, while the number increased to 358 last year. Ministry of Railways said in a statement that Central Railway will operate the highest number of 296 services, addressing the heavy festive travel demand in Maharashtra and the Konkan region. Western Railway will operate 56 Ganpati special trips, Konkan Railway 6 trips and Southwestern Railway 22 trips. To meet the anticipated festive rush, Ganpati special trains have been running from 11th August, with services being progressively increased as the festival approaches. The Promotion and Regulation of Online Gaming Bill 2025 has been passed by the Parliament, with the Rajya Sabha approving it yesterday. This bill encourages esports and online social games while prohibiting harmful online money gaming services, advertisements and financial transactions related to them. Election Commission of India has appointed two observers for the upcoming vice presidential election. Additional Secretary of Ministry of Panchayati Raj Sushil Kumar Lohani and Additional Secretary of Ministry of Finance D. Anandan have been appointed as observers. The vice presidential election will be held on the 9th of next month. The election has been necessitated due to the resignation of Jagdeep Dhankard, who tendered his resignation last month citing health reasons. ISRO Chairman V. Narayanan has said that India's maiden manned space mission Gaganyaan will conduct its first test flight in December this year. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi yesterday, Professor Narayanan said that Gaganyaan is progressing well as 80% tests, or around 7,700 tests, have been conducted so far. He added that the remaining 2,300 tests will be completed by March next year. In Jammu and Kashmir, the three-day Khelo India Water Sports Festival began at the iconic Dal Lake in Srinagar. On the first day, three athletes in different categories won gold medals. Mohsin Ali from Kashmir won gold medal in 1,000 metres kayaking event. Rashmika Sahu from Orissa in women's category in 1,200 metre canoeing event, whereas Vishal Kumar from Uttar Pradesh won gold medal in men's 1,000 metre canoeing event. And that is the end of this news bulletin.